Oh, good. There we go. Hi, good morning. I can't do anything unless that's up, so there we go. This Source Community Church is a very special place to us. We've been members here for a long time. We've been, our family grew up here, our girls grew up here. We've been here for about 25 years. And what's interesting about Source Community Church is that it's a place that's very impacted by the university world. Many of us work in the university setting. Many of us have given an enormous sum of money to the university, and you will continue to do so as time goes on. This church is filled with individuals who are very familiar with the university world. But in addition to that, this church, as you know, through the giving in the budget, we give to missions, and we give to a variety of foreign missions and domestic missions. And I just want to start by saying your giving and our giving actually does make enormous impact in the world. And it's a significant, it does some significant things in God's kingdom. So I just wanted to start there. I thought I'd take a few minutes. I was invited to share a little bit about myself and a little bit about the ministry that I work for, InterVarsity. So if you give me 10 minutes or so, I'd like to do that. I work for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. I oversee the development of new ministries on campuses across the United States. InterVarsity's mission is to plant witnessing communities of students and faculty on college campuses around the U.S., students and faculty who love God, love God's word, love God's people, his purposes in the world. We think about it this way, that every campus matters in the United States and around the world, and every corner of every campus matters. InterVarsity has a very long history, about 75 years, of a high impact on campuses across the United States. Over 1 million alumni have come through InterVarsity, and these students have become faithful witnesses in a variety of different settings, like education and law and business and church and ministry and medicine and the arts and so forth. So I really appreciate the work of Ivy and because it has a broad-reaching impact. I want to share a little bit about our background, my background, just to give you context, because I know, you know, we're a growing church and I play guitar, but you don't know who I am, so I just want to tell you who I am a little bit. So 30 years ago, I was a junior in college, and I was dating a girl named Carrie, who is now my wife, and she asked me to come to a Bible study meeting on campus. And as a freshman, Carrie had had been one of the students who helped start this group at our college. And I didn't know what InterVarsity was. I thought it was perhaps a sports team. So I never heard of it, but I really liked Carrie a lot, so I went with her to this Bible study. And I'd never experienced anything like that before in my college education. And it was a group of students that was forming a community on campus and coming together to study the Word of God, to pray, to worship, and have discussions about what it means to be faithful, a faithful witness to Christ as a college student. And I thought that was really a pretty novel thing for me. And one thing led to another, and God had used InterVarsity in our lives to invite us into mission and faithful witness. We eventually became employed by InterVarsity. We worked at the University of Rhode Island, and then we moved here to Connecticut, to UConn, and we've been here ever since. We discovered Stroh's Community Church, and here we are. So things have changed. This is my family. You can see me, so I'm not in the picture, but that's Carrie in the middle. And Nina, my daughter, Nina is here today, which is a great surprise and awesome. And our other daughter, Natalie, who grew up in this church, she's in Seattle. So I was thumbing for a picture, and I thought, that's a good picture. We'll take that. So like I said, I work on a team that oversees planting throughout the United States. This is my team. They are scattered around the country, mostly in California. And I've changed roles many times, but today I'm on this team where we help mobilize mission on campuses around the country. In the United States today, if you add up all the schools that have students, more than 1,000 students in their brick and mortar campuses, there's about 2,500 schools around the country. That's four-year institutions, two-year institutions, technical schools, and those types of things. InterVarsity currently is on 700 schools around the country with about 45 to 50,000 students. If you take all the work that churches have been doing around the country over the years, and if you take all the work of all the other campus ministries like Crew and Navigators and Chi Alpha and those types of things, what we discover is there's an additional 600 campuses where there's a Christian movement on campus. So what we know through our research is that there's about 1,200 campuses around the country that have some type of mobilized, formalized Christian student movement on campus. So, which is great, but what we also identify is that of that 2,500 and that 1,200 where there are nothing, we break it down further, what we start to discover is that the majority of those 1,200 schools are what we call underserved institutions. Underserved institutions are typically community colleges, technical schools, tribal colleges on native land, historically Hispanic-serving institutions, and HBCUs, which are black colleges, historically serving black schools. Now, over the past 75, 80 years, when you think about campus ministries, what tends to have occurred is that the majority of mission or ministry has gone on at four-year public universities. They tend to be very open to Christians, to spirituality. But these underserved institutions actually represent populations of students that are actually rather more difficult and challenging to reach. So InterVarsity's mission is to really pray and think about and mobilize mission with students and faculty and staff to reach these types of students and these types of campuses in the hopes of creating witnessing communities on those campuses. So for instance, I'll tell you a quick little story about community colleges. My work with InterVarsity takes me to, I travel a fair amount, and I've been spending some time in California, which is rather nice, and San Diego, which is really rather nice. But the interesting thing about California is that the majority of community college students in the United States reside in California. Not just that, the majority of Hispanic students who are in community colleges reside in California. Not just that, but the majority of what we say undocumented students, dreamers, also reside in California. So what we're discovering with ministry at community colleges in California is that there's a fair amount of dreamers that are participating in InterVarsity chapters at community colleges in California. The reason why that's significant is they tend to be underground and invisible, and no one's really reaching out to them or creating some space for them as part of a Christian movement. So over the last few years, we've been trying to train and think about training staff and students and how to create ministry in a Christian movement on a community college campus with some Hispanic students and students who are technically dreamers as well. The reason this is important to us in InterVarsity is that we think there's a lot of populations of students that go overlooked. And given the issues we face in our country today, the type of work that Christian ministries partake in can make an actual significant difference on campuses and in the church. Jesus invites us to be salt and light and mercy and justice bearers at home and at work and on campus, and we're called to engage some of the hotbed issues on campus for our day and to reach out to overlooked populations. So my team actually finds it really significant to mobilize for these types of populations. There's many ways, just to describe a little bit more about this ministry, there's many ways that we've discovered that new Christian populations of movements of students on campus actually get started. And here's a quick list of them. Sometimes an InterVarsity staff person might start a new ministry, for example, like at Manchester Community College, they started a new ministry there. Other times, there is no InterVarsity staff around, and students and faculty join together to start a new ministry, and that's really cool. Sometimes students at one school who are part of a Christian movement band together and decide to start a movement at a second school. They go and visit, and they pray, and they look for contacts at the second school. There are other times when alumni who have been through the ministry of InterVarsity relocate to a city or a town, and they start a new ministry. Sometimes faculty on a campus might sponsor students to start a ministry. And then what we're seeing more and more is church volunteers and churches are partnering with us to plant ministries around the country. So that's pretty cool, too. In a nutshell, these groups of students on campus, we practice the fundamentals of the Christian faith. So spiritual formation, Bible study, evangelism, discipleship, multi-ethnic worship and practice, justice and missions. Now, I want to share a little bit about missions just really quickly because that was something that happened this winter. I think it's still winter, but this past Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's, there was a conference called Urbana Student Missions Conference. The Urbana Student Missions Conference happens every 3 years. It's got its name from Urbana, University of Illinois at Urbana, where it used to be held. Now it's held in St. Louis. It's every 3 years where about 10 to 15,000 students from around the country gather to consider God's call to be a faithful witness, not just in college, but in their workplace, post-college, for the rest of their lives. So we work really hard to try to bring and create a program for students, and this is a picture of the program this past December. The history of the church and missions, you know, historically has times been rather harmful to people around the world. And what I appreciate about the Urbana Missions Conference that happens every 3 years is that it's attempting to provide a helpful corrective to that. So for instance, rather than a colonizing mindset that has been traditionally known in missions, we want students to consider God's call to share the good news with cultural humility, grace, mercy, wherever they go. Employment, government, business, overseas relief work, even active ministry. Now, this year, my daughter Nina had the opportunity to attend. There's Nina and her friends, Alex and Amy. The other interesting thing about this conference is the theme was from the Book of Revelation. I think we're familiar with that a little bit now. So the whole theme was on Revelation, and that was really cool. It was about faithful witness. Jesus is the faithful witness. And the book of Revelation points to Christ as the faithful witness. And the invitation in Revelation is that we're invited to be faithful witnesses as well. Okay. So Nina went, had a great time. I didn't know she was going to be here today. Otherwise, I'd ask her to share. So I'm not going to do that. But you can ask her experience at Urbana. That would be great. I wanted to show a quick little video, if I could. It's just like 90 seconds. It's a little overview of Urbana. It starts way back in like the 60s, has some little excerpts of people speaking, and then it introduces what Urbana is. So let's see if we can get this thing rolling here.
I am ready to enter the conflict of the 1960s. I'm ready to go to the battlefield. I'm ready to go to India, to Africa, to South America. I'm willing to stay home. I'm willing to go or stay. I'm willing to be expendable.
It's Billy Graham, by the way.
The job of the Christian is to go into Satan's world as a fifth columnist, as an agent of the kingdom of God, to preach liberty and justice to the captives, to set at liberty those that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Jesus said, "You," and the word means all of you, "are my witnesses. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world."
Whoever calls upon his name will be saved. But how will they call upon his name if they have not heard of his name? And how will they hear without preaching, without testimony, without sharing, without literature? And how will they preach and witness if they are not sent? But how will they be sent if they don't obey the voice of the Master? What will your response be?
Our witness must be born not only in words, but also by our lives.
Eagerly and gladly give their lives, even lose them if necessary, making his worth known to the ends of the earth.
Go and tell the story. See you at Urbana 18.
The mission of God includes you, uniquely you. Specifically you.
How do I fit into what it is that God wants to accomplish one by one, by many, that the world will know the love and the righteousness of God?
You will be making life-changing choices here at Urbana. You will utter prayers that will alter your life and the lives of others, even the face of eternity.
God uses ordinary people, and God wants to use every one of us here tonight in this great challenge of world missions.
Okay, so as you can see, I think it's a really cool conference, but there's some cool things, great things happening in the ministry. Carrie and I are very grateful for the support of this church and the support of all of you in praying for us and praying for InterVarsity, praying for campus movements around the country. So thank you. And thank you for giving. Thank you for supporting Stewart's Community Church as in its missions program as well. Thanks.
Thank you.